Hachette Audio presents The Profiteers, written by Christopher Marquis, read by Simon Vance. Introduction and conclusion read by the author. To Maggie and Chuck Settler, whose example I have aimed to follow.
Introduction. My guest tonight is the most respected chief executive of the 20th century, host Stuart Varney began. It was October 17th, 2001, and I was lucky enough to be in the room for this live taping of the PBS television show CEO Exchange. The venue was the University of Michigan's Power Center for the Performing Arts, and the CEO he was about to interview was Jack Welch, who had just retired from General Electric. I wasn't a particular fan, but I didn't want to miss a chance to see a legend in the flesh. My seat was just a few rows from the front. Casually shifting from side to side, his left hand firmly planted in his pants pocket, Varney revisited some of the highlights of Welch's 20-year reign. He'd led the firm through 600 acquisitions, increasing its market value 40-plus times, from $13 billion to more than $550 billion. Welch's success, Varney said, underlining his words with right-handed karate chops, was due to his breaking just about every rule there is to break. When Welch joined him on the stage, Varney spoon-fed him a series of softball questions from his CEO pals, such as Jack Nasser of Ford, Michael Eisner of Disney, and Warren Buffett, that allowed him to dispense his well-worn pearls of management wisdom. Then Varney announced that it was time for the truly tough part of the evening and invited the students in the audience to ask questions. I'm not sure that Welch registered any of their questions as tough, but their tone was a lot less sycophantic than Varney's, and some of them forced him to drop his mask and reveal his true management philosophy. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the most challenging of them did not make it into the broadcast, which I recently found on YouTube, but the student-run Michigan Daily's coverage matches my memory.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?